Did you notice anything different on the web today? A lot of sites added special banners, pop-ups, or did something else to grab your attention. It's a bid to protect net neutrality. The gist of it is these companies, everyone from Netflix to Facebook to Google, they're afraid internet service providers, ISPs, could soon get a green light to slow down traffic. Pete Ashdown is founder of the Utah-based ISP X Mission. He's joining me live now on the KSL Newsline. Pete, break this down for me. When these companies say they support net neutrality, what does that mean?
Well, net neutrality is the idea that you shouldn't be able to discriminate traffic for financial gain when you're an internet service provider or an internet carrier. So in essence, you would say, Netflix, you pay us extra to get priority on the network, whereas your competition, a smaller startup, is going to get buried because they can't pay that amount.
So if Netflix doesn't pay, you would get the spinning wheel instead of the TV show you want to see, right?
Right. You would probably get a slower speed and not as equal access to all the websites that you wanted to go to.
Well, Google and Facebook and Twitter are all about net neutrality, but how would a rollback of net neutrality rules affect Joe Web Surfer, me, you?
Well, it would probably take some time before you start to see the effects, but in the past, what we have seen is a preference of competitors over other competitors. And when that happens, the consumer sees less choice. For example, in the past, there were two telephony providers on the internet, and one of them ran the internet service provider, so they discriminated against the other telephony provider. And as a result, their service declined and people couldn't get it as well, so they had to buy it from the internet service provider. That gives less choice to the consumer. It also makes it harder for smaller companies to get started.
Do you think this Day of Action campaign, these banners on the web today, will achieve anything in Washington? It looks like the end of net neutrality is already baked in D.C.
I would like to hope so, but the new commissioner of the FCC, Ajit Pai, has made it clear that he doesn't believe in the petitioning of the American people against something he really wants to do. Now, he's in a former attorney for Verizon, and in my opinion, he's carrying water for that company in getting rid of net neutrality restriction.